Today's message is entitled, The Secret of Being an Overcomer. The Secret of Being an Overcomer. You know, throughout the Word of God, the Bible calls us overcomers. It calls us conquerors. The Bible in some places calls us, we are more than conquerors. I'm convinced today that a lot of Christians in the body of Christ are not overcoming. They are being overcome by fear, overcome by worry, overcome by flying, overcome by jobs, overcome by finances. We are overcome by a lot of things. And sometimes, my friend, those overcoming things can look like an avalanche just going downhill, and you're at the bottom of that hill and it's coming your way. We can be overcome by so many things. Overcome. But praise God, I have good news for today. The Bible calls the body of Christ overcomers. The Bible said we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. And the blood of the Lamb is the Lord Jesus Christ. The word of our testimony is Jesus is Lord. Amen. And the name of Jesus is above every name. And every name that is a name must bow his knee to the lordship of Jesus Christ. The secret of overcoming, my friends, is having the word of God in you. The apostle Paul said, let the word of God dwell in you richly. You cannot have the word of God dwelling with you. It has to be in you. My friends, just like you go to the gas station, you just can't go by faith and say, well, praise God, I'm not going to get any gas. I'm just going to drive on by faith. No, friends, you put gas in that car. Amen. And so it is, as we fill up at the tank, we should fill up at God's tank. Amen. His word, his power, his spirit, glory to God. Because I'm telling you something, my friends, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit confirms the word. And when he confirms the word and it sets up resident here, and you know through all the things that we may go through in life, and life is full of trials. Life is full of delays, detours, and interruptions, my friend. But you know something? He said we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We overcome. And notice that God said, he said we overcome. He didn't say you may overcome. You might overcome. It's not 50-50, 60-40, 70-30. No, my friends. He said, you overcome. You overcome. He calls us overcomers. And praise God, one of the secrets of being overcoming, and let the word of God dwell in you. In you. In you. In John, the first chapter, 1 John, the fourth chapter, 1 John, the fourth chapter, you know, the Bible said faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. John, the first chapter, verse 4, it says, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world? But he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. And then if you go to 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, and verse 10, and look, listen at what he says here. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. Faith comes by hearing. 2 Corinthians 12 chapter, verse 9 and 10. It says, and he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I would rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. The power of Christ may rest upon me. Rest upon me. The power of Christ. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions and distresses for Christ's sake. But when I am weak, then I am strong. In your notes, the Apostle Paul learned the secret of being an overcomer, maintaining God's perspective on the ups and downs of life, and access his power. The description of a Christian as an overcomer is confirmed in other places in the New Testament, and it is. We are called saints. Those who set apart for God, we also call believers, beloved, or children of God. Each of these names describe a distinctive characteristic of lives of those who follow Christ. Our text today suggests other names of Christians. Overcomers. A Christian is one who overcomes. God's children are to be overcomers. We are to experience victory in our Christian life. Now, friends, when we say we are experiencing victory in our Christian life, the one thing we have to first believe, my friends, is believe what God says. You know, the Bible said, without faith, it is impossible to please God, that he that cometh to me must believe that I am. So if we come unto him, we must believe that his words are spirit and they are life. So if you believe that his words are spirit and they are life, then, my friends, the word of God becomes your anchor. You hold to that anchor. You know, a long time ago, we sang the song, let your anchor hold on a solid rock. On solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. So, my friends, when you hold on to the word of God, when the word of God becomes a part of you, then you know that you know that you know, despite what's going on, you can become an overcomer. Because God promised you he would never leave you or forsake you. The problem with some Christians, a storm blows, and we figure the Lord's taking a vacation. He's taking a sabbatical. He's forgot about me. No, he hasn't forgot about you. He never leaves you, my friends. And listen, something others, we have ministering angels. Amen. Friends, you know what we have? Just like President Trump has Secret Service, the body of Christ has Secret Service too. Only difference, we have the Holy Ghost, praise God. Amen. We have the Holy Ghost and all his spiritual angels, my friend. If you get your angels off sabbatical, praise God, they can go to work for you. Amen. Some of us, we hadn't called our angels out so long, they're sitting there saying, what are you waiting for? Amen. And the whole idea of making us overcoming, friends, that we know, that we know, that we know, the blood of the Lamb has caused us to be overcomers. You know, God wouldn't have said anything to us if he didn't believe it. You know, the Bible said, let every man be a lie and God be the truth. So if he calls you an overcomer, that means we can act like it. We can talk like it. And see, friends, you know what? The Bible says this. Out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speak. Let me get here. My friends, you cannot talk about things that are unbecoming, negativity, pessimism, defeat, oh, woe is me, and be an overcomer. Amen. See, if you're a Christian and you're talking about, Pastor Paul, you know, I just live on Barely Get a Wrong Street and Begging Boulevard. Amen. So you're not going to be an overcomer. Amen. Praise God. You know, when God says, you know, I overcome by the blood of the Lamb, the words of my testimony, and the Bible said, there's more for you than against you. Amen. And see, friends, this is not hocus pocus, mind over matter. That's the word of God. Yeah. He says this, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. So some of you just need a taste. Amen. Just taste. And praise God, you know, I'm not talking going to a smorgasbord. See, God has a whole buffet of things, friends. Yeah. A buffet full of good things. And my friends, when you taste and see that the Lord is good, I know you can realize right then you can be an overcomer. Amen. And it's not easy. No, it's not easy. But it's worth a fight. See, the Bible said, fight the good fight of faith, friends. Sometimes, praise God, you just got to put your deuce up and tell. Listen, the enemy will tell you every time you can't do it. Know why? You sinned yesterday. So? Listen, you have to get mad with him. Amen. Take it out on him. And praise God, you can't play with him, friend, because you know what he'll do? He'll just tell you, no, you can't do that. You can't overcome. You sinned yesterday. You sinned the day before yesterday. Yeah, but it's washed in the blood. Praise God, you yell back at him. See, you can't be a secret squirrel in the body of Christ. A secret squirrel say, I don't know. No. The Bible said, make a joyful noise. Amen. Amen. And my friends, when you want to be an overcomer, glory to God, you're going to have to open your mouth. You know what the Bible said? Open your mouth wide. He'll feel it. Yeah. He'll feel it. Yeah. He'll feel it. And you know something? When you're going through things, my friends, and you feel like you can't overcome, that's when you will. When you think you cannot. That's when you can. See, the Bible says I can do all things through Christ. Through Christ. The trouble with the church, they're trying to do it through themselves. Amen. You can't do it through you, friends. You've tried so many times, all you're doing is making mistakes. And God is, he's certainly telling you, drop it. Put your guns down. You have no weapons. Amen. Because you're trying to do it within yourself. You can't do it within yourself, friends, by his spirit and by his grace and mercy. Number one, an overcomer acknowledges the problem. An overcomer acknowledges the problem. An overcomer is one who realizes that each day will present another problem, a barrier, another obstacle that stands in his way, another opponent who will criticize him. How many have been there every day? I mean, just last week, some of you had some people criticize you, talk about you, find fault in you, and all those kind of things. Those are barriers. But you can overcome that, friends. And some of the things that we overcome, my friends, are just nickel and dime things. We take those nickel and dime things and make a whole dollar. Why? Because we don't use the word of God. That's our weapon, my friends. That's the weapon that we have. God's word is our weapon. It is his source for us overcoming. It is the source for us being conquerors. The Bible calls us more than conquerors, praise God. More, we're just not getting by. Amen. We should stop selling ourselves short, friends. I think we sell ourselves short so many times because a lot of times we just think, well, I just can't do it. Well, Pastor Paul, you just don't understand. It's tough. Yes, I get it. But my friends, isn't it worth fighting for? I tell you what, I'd rather take God's word at face value, place it in my heart, and stand on it than stand on anything else. Amen. Because you know something, my friend? I'll be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I'll be just like them. He told Nebuchadnezzar, you know, O king, I know you said bow before your golden image. We will not bow. I'm not bowing. We are not bowing. The king Nebuchadnezzar told him, he said, well, if you don't bow, we'll put you in the fiery furnace. He said, turn up the heat. We will not bow. Amen. And see, my friends, when the heat is up, will you bow to the circumstances? Or you believe that he will never leave you or forsake you in that time of being an overcomer? And see, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were sold out to God's promises. Sold out. And the Bible said they was thrown in the fiery furnace, and King Nebuchadnezzar said, turn up the heat! And all of a sudden they said they saw four walking in there, not Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It was another one. He said, I thought we threw three. I see four. Who is the fourth one? He said, like the Son of Man. Amen. Amen. The Son of Man showed up, my friends. And just like he showed up then, he'll show up for you today. I'm telling you, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has not changed, friends. We have changed, not the Word of God, not the Spirit of God, not the Holy Ghost. We're the one that has changed. And God is saying, put your heart in me, your trust in me. Give me all of it. Give me your all. We want to give God some and keep the rest. We want to give him the meat and potatoes. We keep the dessert. Friends, give it him all. Give it to him all. We sing, I surrender all. Well, praise God, give it to him. The only way we'll be overcome, my friends, is we give it to him all. Give it all. Amen. Thrive on his word. Hold on to his word. Hold on to his promise. I promise you, my friend, he won't let you down. He won't. He loves you too much to leave you where you are. Amen. Number two, an overcomer affirms the promises. An overcomer affirms the promises. The word of our Lord, and is repeated for emphasis, is that the Christian can overcome the world. There needs to be a refocus of the promises of God when we are walking through a dark and deep valley. The Bible said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely in goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. All the days of my life. Mercy shall follow me. And my friends, when you have mercy, you're an overcomer. Because the mercy of the Lord, the hand of the Lord, the grace of the Lord, could, my friends, reach out from heaven. And just when you think you can't stand, stand anyway. That's what the apostles say. Stand. Stand. And when you think you can't stand, my friends, you can stand. I mean, you really can. We short-circuit the Spirit of God because, my friends, it's a lack of faith. Amen. See, we'll believe God for some things, but we don't believe him for this. Well, we can believe him for that, but not that. Lord, you can have that, but I'll take care of this. In other words, you can have the menu, I'll have the leftovers. Amen. And then we wonder, sometime, when our lunch is taken for us, and then, you know, the breakfast, dinner, and snack is all gone too. You know why? Because we yield it to the wrong spirit. Amen. Yield it to the wrong spirit. Spirit of God saying, come unto me, all you labor and heavy laden. What we do, we yield to the spirit of the world, the spirit of voices of people, the voices of this, the voices of that. And everyone has a voice coming, and then we can't stifle. Listen, we can't stifle out the wrong voices because the Holy Spirit is down here saying, what about me? What about me? Have you forgotten me? What about me? Amen. What about me? Friends, listen, when your Spirit of God, when the Holy Spirit begins to speak with you and he speaks quietly, you know, he's not going to charge you, kick you, this, but he'll do this. Speak quietly, unashamedly, and he'll tell you, don't worry, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you. The trouble with the church, if it doesn't feel right, we don't think it is right. See, faith is not a feeling, my friends. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, as we talked about recently, the evidence of things not seen. And see, friends, it's all about faith. Do you trust the living God? Do you trust him to make you an overcomer? Because he's the one is the secret for you being an overcomer. His word, his spirit, and the power of the Holy Ghost, praise God. Amen. And all we need to do is put CIA here, Christians in Actions. Amen. CIA, Christians in Action. And sometimes, praise God, you just got to get up and fight. Amen. See, the Bible said fight the good fight of faith. See, fighting a good fight of faith, my friends, is not giving into the enemy's lies. All he do is lie. He lied to us every day. And see, if you keep telling those lies, you keep listening to him, then you get to the point, well, maybe I can't overcome. Maybe I just can't do it. Or maybe it's not in my DNA. That's just my nature. And after a while, you start doing this violin. Oh, woe is me. Oh, woe is me. Amen. You start having that pity party, a self-centered pity party. And guess what? There's no balloons there. Amen. Nobody's coming to that party. No balloons. Just that leftover cake. Amen. All right, number three. An overcomer applies the principles. Applies the principles. The Word of God says, this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. A faith in Jesus which causes us to believe in him, talk to him, walk with him, and abide in him. That faith is the key to becoming overcomers. Walking with him, abiding in him. Walking with him and abiding in him. You see, friends, when you walk with him, you're walking in the nature of his word. You're walking in the nature of his spirit. When you fellowship, that's why, you know, we should all have church every day. Amen. You have church every day, my friends. And it doesn't mean you got to get up at a certain time. But you know what, my friends? There are times of day in your life where every day there's a time to pause and pray. There's every day the time to praise the Lord God of hosts. Lift up your hand, glory to God, wherever you can. If it's in your car. Amen. Amen. Just have church. Say, Lord, I praise you and bless your name today. So you are the soon coming king, and I have the blessed hope of your second coming. Despite obstacles, delays, and detours, I'm an overcomer because you promised. You promise I would be an overcomer. And if I abide in you, you abide in me. Amen. Abiding. Number four, The power of God is ample and available. The power of God is ample and available. Through faith, we plug into that power, and it begins to move through us. This power provides victory because God has initiated a plan that is permanent and eternal. Permanent and eternal. In other words, he's already done it. We need to tap into it. Amen. And let me just say this. I want to reemphasize this. See, friends, listen, the Bible says, as you think it, so are you. By your words, you are justified. By your words, you are condemned. By your words, you are justified. By your words, you are condemned. And my friends, I can tell you right now, if you're a person that out of your mouth speak words of defeat, words of I can't get along, words of I'm overwhelmed, the Bible says you should have what you say. Oh, but Pastor Paul, you just told me I should be an overcomer. Well, it's up to you, friends. God will be there to help you. It's a choice you have. Whose report would you believe? Amen. He calls you an overcomer. But you say, oh, but Pastor Paul, I just don't believe that. Start believing. And it's not hard to believe, friends. You know something? I learned a long time ago. It's just as easy to believe and have faith as it's not to have faith. It's a choice. I can either trust God or what he says. I mean, when I got saved in 1986, I was a mess. And I tell you something, I brought the Lord some things in my life. I said, Lord, I've got this, I got that, so-and-so, so-and-so. I put it in your hand, and I left it there. And you know something? As I sit under the word, listen to people like Charles Stanley, Chuck Smith, Chuck Swindoll, Kay Arthur, all people like that who ministered to my life. And you know something? As I listen to them every day of my life, things begin to change. And I didn't question God, but I knew. Down the line, when those things change, I know when change had came into my life because I made a choice. I was hungry, starving. I wanted to overcome the life that I had. The life that I had was, well, never mind. But I wanted to have a life after the Lord Jesus, after his promises, and his promises to me were yea and amen, and I wanted to see the yea and amen. And I'm telling you, my friends, when the Bible says, put on the whole armor of God, put on the whole armor of God, and see, it's like a fight, T. That's why the Bible said, put on the robe of righteousness, amen, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, shoes, praise God. Put on your gospel shoes, glory to God. Amen. Some of those sneakers sometime, praise God, take those sneakers off and put on the gospel shoes, glory to God. And you can run in the Holy Ghost, praise the Lord. Amen. You can strut your stuff, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah to God. Yes, sir. Because he's good. He watch over his word to perform it. If you give the Lord something to work with, my friends, he'll do a miracle in your life. Give him back his word. Lord, you said your word would not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that which you please. It will accomplish that which you please. And since I'm giving your word, you watch over your word to perform it. You watch over your word to perform it. And praise God, my friends, he will watch over his word to perform it. His word won't turn to him void. He loves you too much to leave you where you are. Amen. Praise God, get off second base and go to third. Amen. Some of you just need to get out of the batter's box. Amen. And you know something? Some of it is just fear. Some of it is just simply fear. You've been told so many times what you can't do. You might as well stay where you are. You're stuck in quicksand. And the quicksand just going down and down. There you go. Just going down. No, you're not. The Holy Ghost has a branch reaching out to you. Grab that branch, praise God, and let the Holy Ghost pull you up out of the doldrums, out of life despairs, my friend. Let him pull you out, glory to God. And I promise you, my friends, if you let him pull you out, he'll set your feet on solid ground. He'll set your feet on solid ground. Amen. 1 John 1:4, a familiar verse, 1 John 4. It says, you are God, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. And then Revelation 11, 15, here's a promise. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there was a loud voice in heaven saying, the kingdom of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Ever and ever he shall reign. And because we know we're more than conquerors, we can overcome. And praise God, we can reign too. Amen. Father, how grateful we are for your word. How grateful we are for your precious presence. How grateful we are for your promises, Lord God, that we too can be overcomers. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Help us, Father God, to penetrate your word in our hearts. And though we have circumstances in our life, we can overcome. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Holy Spirit of the living God, be an agent, be a friend, be an agent to all your people. Help us to be the people that you call us to be to bring glory to you. In the mighty, majestic name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.